There have been violent scenes outside the BBC's television centre in London. Protesters have breached security around the centre, voicing their opposition to a far-right leader's appearance on a current affairs programme. British National Party chief Nick Griffin is scheduled to be a panellist on the BBC's Question Time. The White's only BNP opposes immigration and claims to fight for so-called Indigenous Britons. A private funeral will be held in Sydney today for television personality Don Lane. The 75-year-old American-born entertainer died yesterday from a dementia-related illness. It's expected that a public celebration of his life will be held in the next few weeks. The government's under pressure to spell out how Australia would be able to sustain forecast population of more than 35 million people by 2050. The head of the Federal Treasury, Ken Henry, says he's personally pessimistic. But Kevin Rudd says it's good news, though he's acknowledged the population forecast poses complex challenges. And Wallabies star Matt Gitto has won Australian rugby's highest individual award. The fly half was awarded the John Eales Medal in Sydney last night. He's only the second back to win the award in its 8-year history. And there'll be more news later.